Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Dean is here with entertainment news, and I cannot wait to see this new Pee Wee Herman documentary, Dean.
The Pee Wee Herman documentary sounds pretty amazing. Before he passed away, he had been working on this project for a couple of years, where he decided that he was going to just reveal everything, come clean. He wanted people to know exactly who he was. And this new movie now that's called about Pee Wee Herman, it does that. Probably top of the list of things that we learn in this is that Paul Reubens, a.k.a. Pee-wee, was gay. He kept his sexual orientation a secret. Some of his mannerisms as Pee-wee came from the man that he was in a relationship with when the character was actually created. He talks about his cancer diagnosis in this documentary, something that he kept secret. For 6 years, he died in July of 2023. The movie made its world premiere at the Sundance Film Festival over the weekend. They are saying that it'll premiere on HBO. They're not saying exactly when yet, but if you're a Pee-wee fan, and I was a big fan of Pee-wee's Playhouse and the movies that he did, this will be interesting to see.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Sinead O'Connor and a bit of a reveal there.
Yeah, she also passed away a couple of years ago, July of 2023, and the details of her will was just revealed. The Sinead O'Connor will says that she left her entire estate to her children, worth $1.4 million. She requested that they take the money and do with it as they please. And she actually encourages them to burn through the money at their discretion. Her exact words. She said that she would like her albums to be re-released so her kids can benefit from whatever sales comes out of all that. She also listed in her final wishes that she be dressed in priest clothing in her coffin, holding a Hebrew Bible and her album called Theology at the time of her death. So she died of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, and also asthma.
I was thinking about the controversy when she was on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
And you have a couple of clips, some highlights from this past weekend, and it was a pretty good show.
I thought it was a really good show, yeah. Timothy Chalamet was the host. He participated in tons of sketches, one of which he's getting a lot of heat for. I'll tell you about in a second. But I think really the highlight of it all was him as the musical guest on the show, channeling Bob Dylan, who he plays in his movie, A Complete Unknown. Take a listen.
It's amazing how good a singer he is, and he played guitar himself in that movie, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he sure did. He not only did the tracks that he did were not typical Dylan songs. They were kind of deep album cuts, but he did a great job, and some were completely rockin'. He did three songs, exactly the number of songs that the real Bob Dylan did when he appeared on Saturday Night Live back in 1979. Chalamet also did a pretty great job, I thought, with the opening monologue. Here's a little bit of a taste of that.
I'm honored to be back. This is my third time hosting Saturday Night Live. But it's my first time hosting it with a little stash and a little goatee. A little stash, a little goatee. Let's get a little close up on that, yeah? All right? Yeah. Yeah, get closer. Get to you. That's 37 hairs right there. Yeah, I counted. A Complete Unknown just got 8 Academy Award nominations. Thank you. And I'm truly overjoyed, and it's an enormous honor going to these award shows. It's such a great experience, but I just keep losing. And each time, it gets harder to pretend it doesn't sting. Let's take a look.
And the winner is Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman for The Darkest Hour.
Gary Oldman.
Mahershala Ali for Green Book.
Mahershala Ali.
Man, just another lonely night with my Dune popcorn bucket.
They showed clips of him continuously losing out for Academy Awards or different awards. The look on his face was hilarious because he was, at first, when he was younger, trying to be real pleasant when somebody else won. And toward the end, he just looked so disgusted and, so sad about that. They did a segment called Bungee Exercising, in which he played an exercise instructor where the participants were all on bungee cords, and they did a joke. I don't even want to describe exactly what the joke was, but it was a joke about Jimmy Carter that was in really poor taste. And the audience groaned when they did it, and my understanding is that they're being flooded with complaints of people saying that they went too far, making fun of Jimmy Carter during that particular sketch. So aside from that one thing, overall, I thought it was a pretty solid show.
I finally watched that Jerry Springer documentary over the weekend.
That's crazy, right?
It's really, really good. And the thing that I remembered, he closed the show, the Jerry Springer show, with this line here.
Till next time, take care of yourself and each other.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Lester Holt does that. Here he is on the NBC Nightly News.
And that is Nightly News for this Friday. Thank you for watching. I'm Lester Holt. Please take care of yourself and each other. Good night.
How about that?
Wow. Who stole from who?
Well, apparently Lester acknowledged this on a broadcast not too long ago. Listen to this.
And that's Nightly News for this Thursday. I'm Lester Holt. And yes, Jerry said it first. Take care of yourself and each other. Good night, everyone.
Jerry would have loved knowing that that line lives on a network news broadcast.
I was we were doing a story once that required us to be over in Jerry Springer's offices over in the NBC Tower. Back in the, I don't know, it's got to be like 20 years ago or something. And we were standing just in the offices waiting for something. And we were sort of in a this office area where all the producers were trying to line up people to be on the show. And they were like coaching people how to be outrageous.
Yeah,
on the show. So a lot of what you saw there was manufactured, just like reality TV is not reality TV.
Yeah, I mean, it was exaggerated. I think those people actually had those issues, but the Springer staff knew how to get the best, but the worst out of them.
Yeah, how to turn it into a spectacle.
It's a really fascinating documentary.
Yeah, and Jerry always acknowledged that. Anytime that I talked to him, he acknowledged that, you know, the whole thing was just a big circus, and he was sort of the ringmaster of it all. But if you watch those shows, even casually, it's very interesting to watch this documentary to kind of take you behind the scenes, behind the mess that they wound up putting on the air that in many ways changed television.
Oh, it did. And after watching the documentary, and it pointed out how the ratings went through the roof, and they eventually beat Oprah once the show really kind of devolved into what it became, I've decided I'm going to start wrestling with Steve Ruzanich here.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe Dave Annett, Amanda, and I will get into a big screaming match. And we'll throw some chairs at each other because that's the key to
success.
That's
what people
apparently.
Want. Yeah, that's what people want.
Why is that going to be any different than what we normally do?
I forgot. That's a good point. Thank you very much, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.